From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Search teams in the Mediterranean are looking for the wreckage of the Egypt Air jet that crashed into the sea Thursday. The plane with 66 people on board was approaching Cairo on a flight from Paris when it disappeared from radar. Egyptian officials say terrorism is a possible cause of the crash. Aviation experts are warning against speculation, though, saying it's too soon to draw conclusions. The Nigerian army says a second schoolgirl kidnapped by Boko Haram militants more than 2 years ago in a raid on her school has been rescued. The first of the girls to be rescued appeared before journalists in the Nigerian capital Abuja on Thursday. Amina Ali said nothing during the news conference, sitting in a chair. She was greeted by Nigeria's President Muhammadu Buhari and other high officials. Taiwan has a new president. Tsai Ing-wen was inaugurated Friday in Taipei as the nation's first female president. Ms. Tsai faces an economy that has fallen into a recession as exports have dropped. China is demanding that the U.S. cease close surveillance along the country's coast following what the Pentagon described as an unsafe encounter between two Chinese fighter jets and a military plane from the U.S. The Pentagon said the two Chinese jets intercepted a U.S. reconnaissance plane on a routine patrol Tuesday in international airspace over the South China Sea. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman denies the Pentagon's version of what happened, saying the Chinese planes kept at a safe distance, and did not make any dangerous actions. This is VOA News.